Okay, we are looking at Time, The Watchmen. Let me review yesterday. See, spiritual senses must come to bear in discerning God's timing. That's why the watchman is vital. The watchman is vital. The distance, the problems of a nation can be quickly discerned by watchmen. When you understand the biblical watchmen and the study of watchmen, it becomes a strategic understanding and plan in your life. A watchman is there for defense and protection and guarding and warning. And what do you see, watchman? See, that's always the issue of importance. Watchman, what do you see? Isaiah chapter 21, 6 through 10, the Lord was talking and he says, what do you see, watchman? What's out there? What's there? And that's when God roars. That's right. God roars in Isaiah 21, 6 through 10. And Amos 3, 7 through 8. The roar of God is a prophetic release that's created as a covering of God's authority. I've been to Africa more than once. I've had lions surround me more than once on every side. And I heard the big alpha males, the ones with the giant manes who are in charge of the pride, roar. And it'll rattle your teeth. They say a lion's roar can be heard across the savannas about 5 miles. I believe it. I believe it. I've heard those lions roar. And here in this passage, it talks about the authority of God in the roar. The lion roars to send out to all the other lions and everybody else his authority. Now, when we watch, we understand what's ahead. And we can rest on grace and blessing because we can expect supernatural intervention. Jeremiah 33:3 says, cry out, cry out, cry out. Just keep going. But here's what we need to be caution of. Here's cautionary warning. Stop all the striving in your life. Every bit of striving in your life, I mean, striving. You know what striving is? You know what striving is? Always something, argument, striving, back and forth. Don't like this, don't care for that, that pressure. Stop the striving. Cry out to God and expect Him to stop the striving. If you're in your home and there's other members of your family striving, you cry out to God to stop that striving. And see, there needs to be a move into the palace in the right place. Now, let me tell you what you need to watch for. There's 10 things. 10 things you need to watch for. All right? Number one is breaches where there's no agreement. The watchman would cry out for breaches in the wall, holes in the wall. Second thing, watch for major repositioning of the body. God is doing that right now. He is. He's repositioning the body of Christ. There's a repositioning going on. And then number three, new relationships to help you. I talked about the golden connection yesterday. The golden connection where somebody comes alongside of you and helps you. Under the authority and the assignment, excuse me, from God. There's golden connections all through the Bible. I mean, everywhere. Everywhere. The lady had just enough food to feed her and her son and then die. And then here comes the connection. Naaman, full of leprosy, gonna die. Here comes a little servant girl and says to her master, hey, tell him about a prophet. Naaman goes and sees the prophet and gets all upset, strife, and then realizes that that little maiden had the right words for him to go to the prophet. That, friend, is golden command. There's people in your life that are all around you, and they're golden connections to blessing in your life. You just don't see them. You just don't understand that. There's folks that you know or folks that you have never met that's going to be a golden connection to exactly what you need. That's how God works. God will send somebody. Send somebody. Jesus came as that connection to God the Father. He said, you see me, you see the Father. What I say, he said. And everything I do, he tells me to do. That's the connection. Always like that. Look for that connection. Be watchful. And then the enemy's out there too. The enemy's out there. The enemy. The enemy's all around you. The enemy's all around you. Sometimes the enemy's going to help you into the new season. That's exactly right. That's another teaching for another time. Watch for the revelation of the Lord's blessing in your life. We miss it because we don't see it. 6, turn of events and favor. There'll be a turn of event coming. Things will change. 7, faith destroyed. That's right. There's things out there that will destroy your faith. Destroy your faith. All these things got to be removed. 8, the Lord has a plan of recovery for you. If you've been going through some difficult days and some hard times, and who hasn't, right? God has a plan of recovery. Open heavens. 9, open heavens. I've been under open heavens. I have. I have even pictures. I don't believe that. It's your choice. Where I took a picture of the church I was pastoring that was living under open heaven revelation, and there was a hole in the sky. I have it on film. Clouds all around, and right up directly above that church's steeple, there was a hole in the heavens. Clouds, storm clouds all around it, and the middle was perfectly clear. Look for that. Look for that. And then, 10, the unraveling of old cycles. The unraveling of old cycles. People just, same thing, same thing, same thing, same thing. Grow fat in his power and anointing and awakening. Grow fat. Now, that was yesterday. Wow. Now, let's look to this passage. Let's get into the watches. Let's go to Matthew chapter, check that, Mark chapter 13, verse 35. Mark chapter 13, verse 35. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh. Now, I want you to see this. At eve, at midnight, at cockcrowing, or in the morning. That's 4 watches sitting right there. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh. 1, the evening. 2, at midnight. 3, the cock crowing. And 4, morning. All right, let's look at this for a second. Let's look at this for a second. Evening. Evening is from sunset, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's considered evening. All right, now we got midnight. 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. That's midnight right there. Number three, the cock crowing. That's 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Not when the dawn comes up, not when, you know, the sun comes up. And morning is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. All right, that's biblical right there in that passage. Watch ye therefore, if you know what, the master has cometh at evening, 6 to 9, at midnight, 9 to 12, cock crowing, 12 to 3, and morning, 3 to 6 a.m. It's called the first watch, second watch, third watch, and fourth watch. All right, now you got to understand this. Got to understand this. Now, the time of visitation, Jesus kept saying, you don't even know the time of visitation. The time of visitation, when that arrives, is a wonderful scripture in Matthew chapter 24. Verse 43. Look at this. Once you see this. But know this. Something you got to know. That if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. If the goodman of the house, that's the owner, would have known what time the thief was coming, he would have been looking out for it. See, this is why we have all these cameras and rings and all this stuff. That's the goodman of the house is watching. See, when you watch, you don't suffer from what could happen. You see, because instead of the goodman of the house losing everything, the goodman of the house knows the thief is coming, sees the thief, and his house is not broken into. His house is not broken into. See, in Luke 19, verse 44, Look at this. Jesus is prophesying. And he's talking about the time of visitation in 41. When he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. Look at this, 42. If thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. Look at 43. For the day shall come upon thee, that thy enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side. 44, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee. Wow. And thou shalt not leave one stone upon another. But thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. I preach the time of visitation probably 100 times, from churches that had 10 in it to 10,000. The time of the visitation. They don't recognize the visitation of God. They miss God's time. Now, 33 years later, in AD 70, Titus, the Roman general, came, besieged Israel, saw what he appeared to discern, gold dust on the walls, thought that they had hidden their gold in the center of the wall and tore down the walls of Jerusalem one stone at a time to make sure that the gold and the wealth was not hidden in the walls. AD 70, Titus, the general who later became emperor. Now, there's four watches. Four watches. I'm just reviewing here because we're going to go in depth. I mean in depth of this. First watch, call upon God, upon Israel. Call on God. So we'll know the time of visitation. Say, God, you're the God of Israel, and I need to know the time of the visitation in my life. When you're going to come and bless me and help me and strengthen me and anoint me and empower me and heal me. God, I don't want to miss that time. Many Christians do. Many Christians miss what God has for them. Second watch. Second watch. See, a second watch, there's no order. There's disorder. There's scattering in the second watch. Again, we will do a in-depth with all of these. The third watch is denial. Remember, Simon Peter said, I don't know him. I don't know him. See, the crowing of the sound. Trial of faith. Oh, by the way, let me throw this out and really mess you up. Oh, Lord, help me here. Let me really mess you up. Okay, can I? I'm going to do it. Because you need to know. When we think of the cock crowing, we think of a barnyard rooster, right? A barnyard rooster. When the sun comes up, they crow. Okay, hear the sound. It's morning's coming. Sun's up, crowing. That's not what it means biblically. In the time of Jesus, there was no chickens or fowl allowed in and around the walls of Jerusalem. Other type birds were. You never see them selling chickens, do you? No, it's doves and turtle doves. They don't crow, they coo. So Jesus said, before the cock croweth. So what's he talking about? All right, I'll tell you what he's talking about. The watchman on the wall that walked around the city, what they would cry out, all is well, all is well. And they were called the cock crowers. They would scream, it's 5 a.m., all is well. And they were called the cock crowing. And that's exactly what Jesus is talking about here. he's not talking about some rooster out in the middle of nowhere in downtown Jerusalem crowing because the sun was coming up, because the timing's not right. Again, you got to know the watches and the times and the seasons. Jesus is being tried at midnight, the 3 a.m., the darkest hour. So Peter's denial comes during the third watch. What time is the third watch? 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Then the fourth watch. Reveal God's glory, a new day. Expect the glory. Why was he resurrected, as the Bible said, a long time before the sun came up? They went to the tomb, and he was gone. Because that's the glory hour. We'll talk about that in detail. We'll talk about that in detail. Understand, do we understand time? Our day versus God's day. Our day versus God's day. See, the Bible says, what of the night? What of the night? There's a powerful scripture in Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, verse 8, verse 13, verse 19, 23, and 31. Now, I want you to see this. Genesis 1, 5, 8, 13, 19, 23, and 31. Verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And evening and morning were the first day. Notice that? God called the light day, and the darkness night. And the evening and morning were the first day. Notice, evening and morning, not morning and evening. Our day is when the sun comes up. And evening is when the sun goes down. That's how not God thinks. God has it reversed to us. Evening and morning. Why? Because light always follows darkness. Night is added to help distinguish the difference. Let's look at one more quickly. Psalm chapter 90, verse 4 says, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday in the past, and a watch in the night. 1,000 years in thy sight, talking about God, are but as yesterday when it's past, as a watch where? In the where? Night. Has nothing to do with day. Nothing to do with day. See, differentiation and understanding the difference in the time is crucial. Is crucial because we have to understand the time. Because we have to redeem the time because the days are evil. So you have to understand how time works. You have to. You must. More tomorrow.